field trip, road trip today, and we're going to go to Goldfield, but I thought I'd, even though we've taken videos of Tonopah, Nevada before, we're going to go ahead and do it again. I'll probably shut the camera off between here and Goldfield, in places anyway. I have to stop and get some things here, so I'll shut it off in a few minutes, but I wanted you to see the town of Tonopah again. We're expecting some pretty bad weather again pretty soon, some Tuesday and Wednesday of this next week. It's a Saturday, the 24th. Tuesday and Wednesday next week, we're supposed to have a blizzard coming in. If you look up there to the right, a lot of those hills up there are tailings. Some of these hills are tailings. That's where they took the ore out of the ground. They say Tonopah is just almost hollow underneath. And a lot of these hills are tailings from those mines, underground mines. Over here to the left is the new subdivision over there. Well, new from about 1980. There's a lot of old stuff here. It goes back into the late 1800s and early 1900s. Building there to the right, all made out of stone. They had a lot of rocks here, that's for sure. Travis, my friend, used to call this place the rock pile. And Nye County Courthouse and Sheriff's Office now. Nye County and Esmeralda County are real close together. They come, you can go in this town and go in Nye County and then come out of it and go into Esmeralda County and different places. They're building a Love's truck stop here. Tonopah, elevation 5,824 feet. That is the new graveyard or cemetery to the right. And then up here a little further at the Clown Hotel, there's also an old cemetery there. I will probably drive you in and out of there. This is a pretty new station there where Burger King, that Chevron is. It's probably 10 to 15 years old, but it's new. A lot of old buildings up here. There's a lot of mobile homes in this country because you can't find contractors. Over here to the left are some of the big mines that were in here with the big mine shafts. Up here at the Clown Hotel. You can see the Mizpah and Belvita Motel up here, one across from each other. I'll drive in and out of this Clown Hotel here, Clown Motel. That's world famous. People that are afraid of clowns go in here to try to get over the phobia. I don't think I told you that before, but this is it. We're going to drive in here and drive out. World famous Clown Hotel. Now right down there, right straight ahead, is the old graveyard. That's the old graveyard. And many of the people that were killed in mines, there would be whole bunches of them. And then the plagues that came through here, they would be that. You'll see they all died at the same time. Anyway, this is the world-famous Clown Hotel, where you come to get over your clown phobias. coming through Tonopah, right up there at the Rebel, the ROC gas station up there. That's the place to get the cheapest gas in Tonopah. Steve's Auto Parts here. I found out not too long ago that a man in Fish Lake Valley owns both Steve's Auto Parts now. There's a lot of antique cars up here that have been abandoned over the years, and old lots and things. The road is bouncing us around here. There's a lot of road repair here because the road freezes and breaks and all of that. Tonopah Motel. Tonopah Garage. That guy is Tony's Hot Rod Shop now. I'm not speeding, as you can see. I'm going 14 miles an hour. There was a Camel and Kelly's, a Chevrolet dealer at one time. It's all closed now. We're going to come up here to the Mizpah Hotel and the Belvita. And I'm going to stop here at the hardware store. I have to get some things for our painting project that we have at home. We'll do an update on that pretty soon so you can see what we've been doing. I know people are interested in that. Here we are. Here we are in Tonopah on our Discover the Word road trip. And going up here through town again. There's the Belvita Motel and the Mizpah. Elvada, I guess. A Bar L Western's store, and they got pretty good deals in there. Also, going through town here. Humbug Flats. Brewery and barbecue house, and the barbecue is kind of okay. I don't know anything about the brewery. I don't drink alcoholic beverages. There's a market and gas station there. Home of the Muckers. I would let you see a little trip through here again, see what's going on. There's one of the old houses, the old tar paper houses from a long time ago, tar paper shacks. And I kind of sort of lived in them, except didn't have tar paper on it. Just boards of whatever sort that they were. Coming up to the hospital here. There's still snow around. Looks like they got more snow lately. Used to be a big restaurant up there. It's closed. Now we're coming to the Central Nevada Museum. Like it's closed for now. And then to the station house, casino, and restaurant, and hotel. I'll stop in here for a moment because this is the only restroom between here and where we're going and back. Come back and do some grocery shopping. Rayleigh's grocery store. Stop here for a moment. Here we are behind the station house, and we're going to go through Rayleigh's parking lot, and we're going to mail to mail, and then we're going to go to Goldfield. This is the old Scolari store, which is now a Rayleigh's. I sold the most books I ever sold in one weekend. I sold 800 copies of An Introduction to the Thoughts and Customs of the American Indian here in the 1980s. I was the featured author that was signing my book here for Saturday and Sunday, and I sold more than 800 copies. I'll be right back. Looking at the Tonopah High School across over there. Rayleigh's is real popular. People come from here or to here from several hundred miles in all different directions to go to. This is the only big grocery store here, and that's why I sold so many books. Because people came here from Round Mountain, Goldfield, Tonopah, and other places that I can't think of right now. Now we're leaving Tonopah, and we're going toward Tonopah. And we'll leave this camera on here. I think we've got enough space on it too.
That's where they have the artichokes.
Yes, we'll get artichokes there when we come back from Maryland. I don't eat artichokes, but she does. And it looks like we've had lots of snow out here. Look at this. Snow out across the... I imagine Goldfield is full of snow. Going into Esmeralda County now. We're leaving Nye County and going into Esmeralda County. Goldfield, 26 miles, about 26 minutes or so. These hills out here are not really hills, they're tailing piles. Quieter in here than it is in the Jeep. The Jeep is pretty noisy because because of the wind leakage. This one's got a little bit. The wind is blowing very hard. Far over to the right there is White Mountain. There's a 12,000 foot range in between, but White Mountain is much taller. And a little way down here is where they did another scene from 7 Days from Sundown Jones with John McIntyre and Audie Murphy. John McIntyre did several movies with Audie Murphy. One of them, he played a trainer in The World in My Corner when Audie Murphy played a boxer. And he was a good boxer, by the way. He had professionals boxing against him and training him. And I think he trained for 6 months before he did that movie. And remember, he had disabilities. And lived out at Terry's Gym in Los Angeles. My father and Marilyn's uncle both trained as a, my father trained as a boxer, and Marilyn's uncle as a wrestler. Almost change lanes at time. As you saw back there, they said the high wind warning. Out there that's usually a dry lake, but it isn't right now. I think it's a muddy lake. Traffic out here on Highway 95. Kind of a lonely stretch. Normally. Out to the right there, I don't know if you can see it or not, but that is White Mountain picking its head up way out there. White Mountain is solid white. A lot of gas station and gold field. Hardly a restaurant of any sort. And the courthouse for Esmeralda County, the sheriff's office. And there is a DMV there, but it's shut down for now.
We may see some wild donkeys out here and some wild horses today. Burros are different colors. But the ones out here are predominantly black. A lot of color, they would be kind of a gray roan or a blue roan color. But of course, they've all have stripes down their back. Kind of like a donkey or a zebra. That zebra has lots of stripes, but they have major stripes across their back. It's high country up here, high desert, and alpine country. You go up in the mountains here, you'll see a lot of pines. They cut down a lot of trees out here because they were mining, and there aren't any trees on these hills because even though they're one time forest, but they got all the trees down to mine with for timber, to make charcoal for the kilns and everything, smelters. Some wild donkeys. Are you looking for a wild donkey in Maryland?
Yes.
There's wild horses and donkeys and some range cattle. But beyond those hills, there is field. Trained horses for Cord, E.L. Cord, Eric Logan Cord was the inventor of the Cord automobile, the Auburn, and he built the Duesenbergs. They called the Cord the Baby Duesenberg. Nothing like it. It could drive back in 1930s. It would go 138 miles an hour. A street car would do that. When the Model A's and Model B's were doing 50 miles an hour on the road, the Cord could do 130. Anyway, we worked for him. And while we were there, we did a movie called Nevada Story. It was a documentary about Nevada, and I was training two donkeys for Wayne Martini, which was the cattle foreman on the Ford Ranch, and he had got this pair of wild donkeys. They were kind of a pinkish roan. They looked just exactly alike, and they were both jacks, and they had been neutered. Anyway, I was driving one of them with a set of driving lines and a little bridle on him and stuff, and driving him down the lane, and they were doing this movie. And I was trying to stay away from them. They were filming my dad on one of Cord's Arabians that he bought right off the sand in the Arabia. My dad was out there cutting cattle out in the field. And then he looked over there, and the director looked over my area, and he said, "I want you to ride that donkey in front of Cord's mansion." And I said, "This donkey has never had anybody on him in at all." And I got a guy here trying to pass me and saw that he was going to go head on with somebody else. That was exciting. You didn't see, but I did. Anyway, so I told him he hadn't ever been ridden before, and they said, "That's all right, get on him." So I rolled up my lines, and I got on the donkey, and he wasn't bucking at that time. And we were walking down the lane, and then we came to a bridge where a trout creek ran right through the ranch, Lighty Creek. Well, the donkey wasn't going to cross that water. And I said, "He's not going to cross this water." And they said, "We want you to ride in front of the mansion over there toward the horse barn. We want you to ride that donkey." I hadn't been thrown off yet, and he hadn't bucked yet so far, and never been ridden before. And so they picked me up and that donkey together. I didn't get off the donkey. They picked the donkey up and me and set me across the other side of the bridge. Those grip hands, or whatever you call them, movie hands. They were best boys or something. Anyway, so then the burro was a little bit upset because, you know, he's wild. He's never been ridden, and I'm on his back. And I have nothing to hold on to at all. And anyway, this is summertime, and I'm riding him down. They said, "Kick him out and make him trot." And so I kicked him out and made him trot. Something spooked him. Anyway, he bucked and just threw me sky high. And I fell flat on my back, right on the filming of the movie. And they said, "Well, get back on him and do that again." So I got back on him, and I trotted him across in front of Cord's house. And this time he didn't throw me. He just caught me really off guard, but I didn't have anything to hold on to the donkey with. There was no surcingle or anything at all. Well, that was that story. Anyway, so the wild donkeys, they wanted to, in that documentary, to show what people could do with wild donkeys. And how they became wild donkeys is the miners, when they quit mining this country up there, the donkeys that they had, they just turned them loose. And they went feral. They were jennies and they were jacks, and the jacks were not fixed, so they could make more little burros, and they made lots of them. Now we're coming up to this area out here with Joshua trees. When you get near Goldfield, there's a lot of Joshua trees. to the right there is Silver Peak, Nevada, 25 miles, and Alkali, Nevada. And that's out in those Alkali Flats. We're getting closer to Tonopah, or to Goldfield now. It'll drive you up and down a few streets there in Goldfield. We haven't got to see any burrows yet, but there's a lot of burrows in Goldfield anyway, so we might see some there. There's a radio museum there that isn't open most of the time now. There's a gun store where I'm going to go try to get some ammunition for one of my rifles. I can get them cheaper than I can reload them. So I'm going to do that. That way I'll have brass to reload also. By the way, they opened up a gold mine here, but the gold mine, the Highway 95 went right through it, so they had to move the highway and change the direction of the highway so they could mine the gold. Now we're coming up the gold field. Now over here to the left, when we get up there, is part of an old mine. And here's Gemfield also out there. In Gemfield, there's a lot of opals and whatever out there. And also petroglyphs in that area. Over here to the left is where the movie Cherry 2000 was made. Most of it was filmed right here. This is kind of a futuristic movie, and this guy had bought this robot, and his robot died on him. It quit working. He was in love with his robot, so he came out here to buy another robot, or to find one. They were obsolete, but he wanted one just like he had. He hired this woman to bring him out here. Well, in the meanwhile, he falls in love with a real live woman, not a robot. And that's the whole gist of the story. Up ahead there to the left. That's when that movie was filmed. There was a lot of movies filmed in this area up here of all sorts. Joel McRae, Randolph Scott, Audie Murphy, Paul Newman. The movie Hombre was basically filmed up there just outside of Fish Lake Valley, up in the hills to the B&B mine. Now we're coming into Goldfield. And they've got a radio Goldfield there, 89.1 FM. And it kind of plays, they play a little bit of all kinds of music. Goldfield is 5,690 feet. It doesn't tell the population of these places. There's RV parks here and different things. There just isn't a lot of... There is no gas station, as far as I know. Goldfield National Historic. Here's antiques and different things. There's a historic gold field. There's the Goldfield Hotel up there. That's the world famous Goldfield Hotel with lots of ghosts in it. Very dangerous ghosts in the basement, they say, but we know there's no such thing as ghosts. There are evil spirits. There are demon spirits pretending to be somebody that died. I'm going to drive you through Goldfield here, and then we'll come back down, So you can see the little town of Goldfield. The world famous Goldfield Hotel. Mozart Tavern. We had a sandwich there one time. It was the only place around here. We were driving a motorhome up here at that time. I was on chemotherapy for cancer treatment, and I couldn't eat anything except what I cooked myself. World's Greatest Gold Camp. You can see we're going through here. There's the famous, right there is the famous automotive artistry, where they took cars and made them into works of art, so-called. There's the Goldfield Courthouse and Sheriff's Office. Esmeralda County School District Board Office. Bottle House. Some of the old buildings here. Franklin Avenue. The Dinky Diner. I don't know if that's open or not. This used to be a jumping town when I was a young man. And that was 60 years ago and 70 years ago. Some of these old homes are still in good shape. There's a Packard automobile there, about a 51. Slowing these people up behind me, but I don't want to go any faster. We'll turn down this one road over here. There's the radio museum right there. We'll go down there. This guy's been very ill. I don't know whether he's able to even open the thing or not. And we're coming down here to my friend's place. He died of after he had COVID, he died of a heart attack. COVID affects his heart, and it does that with many people. There's a Hidden Treasures trading company. I knew him all of his life and my life nearly. And I'll show you this also. This is kind of cute there. There's the skeletons driving these old cars. They probably died, presumably, looking for gold. We'll drive back by there and look at that again. Some of these old homes here. Here's one of the original ones, or two actually. Bellevue Avenue or street. Look at some of these old equipments here. This is an old gin pole there. Some of these old cars. Our friend Brian was the operator of this, and he was a rock man. He did a lot of rock work and things. I don't know if it's still open or not, maybe. Out here there. Looks like they scraped the roads off and got snow off the roads a little bit. Let's see if we can go find that gun store here someplace. Euclid Street. They're building a real building here. Now that's an exception to the rule. Boy, it looks like a two-story or something. I can't hardly believe this. Building something with real 2x4s and 2x6s. Wow. That's amazing. Here now. They built another place or two here lately. This is the Goldfield Small Arms gun store. Ammo store. That one was really built, stick built. It's got a full basement under it too. He sold a car, one car, and bought this whole property and had that place built for that car. He sold the car for. Here we are, Goldfield Small Arms. Hope you enjoyed this little journey. Shut it off for now. We are still here in Goldfield. We're taking off from the Goldfield Small Arms gun store, and we're going to drive around Goldfield a little bit more.
Do you have the thing on?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. We're going to drive up here and look around the little town of Goldfield, an old mining town in Nevada. You see some unusual buildings here. I'll go back down this way. Down this road. Look around just a little bit. We've been visiting with my friend Drew there. Grocery shopping in Tonopah. As you can see, there aren't very many paved streets here. A lot of old cars sitting around. There's a yard full of them there. Somebody live in a little camp trailer with a nice little porch on the front of it. Coming up to Columbia Street. There's where Virginia used to live there. She was a caretaker of the Goldfield Hotel for a long time. Wrote a lot of books with her friend also, Janice. Riding down through here looking at some of these things. Here, there's a very famous old brothel there they're restoring historically, not in function. There, the Goldfield Hotel to the right up there. We'll drive up this way. The land over here is not very high. One guy decided to move to Goldfield and he bought a whole block of houses. Not a house, but a whole block of houses. He's the one that brought the old brothel and the Historical Society of Nevada are going to restore it. Make a museum out of it. There's the Goldfield Hotel in front of it. The famous Ghost Hotel. And there's no ghost, such thing as ghosts. There is the souvenirs and t-shirts, the home of the TNT Railroad Museum, and Radio Goldfield over there. And we'll just drive here slowly since we don't have a lot of traffic here. That hotel is for sale. And we'll drive here to where the famous automotive. We'll drive real slow here. Hopefully you can see that automotive. They got boats and cars of all kinds. They're all put together. I think Mark Rippey helped them do that. If you can see them at all. Weird stuff. Goldfield Chamber of Commerce. And we'll go up here. We're going to go down by the old Goldfield High School. There was the old Goldfield High School right there. And this is called the Goldfield Town Square. Like they're trying to restore that a little bit. I think that's a preschool over there, or a kindergarten or something. Old buildings are falling down. We're going to go down this street. Give you a little tour while we're doing this. They used to build all these towns out here and put out on a hill someplace. They'd put out a G for Goldfield or Tonopah, T for Tonopah or something. They were always looking for atomic wars and this is almost a blacktop street, almost. It's got some blacktop on it. People live out in trailers and whatever out here in this country. Miner of the century.
shot here. Esmeralda Mustangs. We've been down that road, so we'll go down this road a little bit. Almost blacktop. Looks like they oiled it or something, at least. That's an old style house here from years ago. These buildings had 10 roofs, which were real heavy sheet metal. Real heavy. Different shot of the backside of the high school. There. Esmeralda County School District Office. Now we come to 5th Avenue. We'll go up this way and look at some of these old homes up here. You can see there's still a lot of snow on the ground around here. The Oldfield Elementary School, school of the home of the Eagles. And here we go down to here. These are old business buildings from a long time ago and bank buildings. They had a stock exchange here and everything at one time. That's the telegraph office and the office of Nixon and Winfield. There's a... That one over there, man. I think, Marilyn, we stayed in... We ate in that restaurant a long time ago. Goldfield Consolidated Mines Company. John S. Cook and Company Bankers. I think John Patcher's father worked there, and the stock exchange was there a long time ago. There's a little bitty restaurant of some sort or whatever. And of course, there's the world famous Goldfield Hotel. And the bottle houses are here, and all kinds of stuff. The Belvita Hotel, 25 miles ahead. The Belvita and the Mizpah Hotel are owned by the same people. There's a visitor center, there's another bottle house right there. It's made out of adobe and bottles all in it. See that? There's another museum up here. Wild West Outpost. Jewelry, black powder guns, and that was made out of a... That's a... stone house there. Goldfield Library. Just went by. Full through 50 amp camping places. Junkyard out there. And again, over there to the right is where they filmed that movie Cherry 2000. I can't turn the camera around.
stick solidly on its pedestal there. Thank goodness it hasn't been falling all over like it did the other day. Haiti one of these days, we'll see a lot of wild world down there. White Mountain looming over all of these mountains here. It's 14,252 feet. The mountain range between us and the White Mountains is only 12 at the highest. I don't seem like I'm ever going fast enough for these people. the officers out here say they don't stop anybody unless they're going over 83 miles an hour. They figure that's just a little too much over the 70 mile an hour speed limit. Imagine if we're doing 80 or 85 up there. The truck drivers will drive that fast out through here. In Nevada, you can pull a triple, three trailers behind the truck, or the tractor, whatever you want to call it. Over there to the right, you see that mountain over there was not a mountain, that was not there. That is a tailings pile. And you see the roads going up there, that's what the truck's going up there and dump the tailings. In other words, all of that mountain came out from underground. So there's a lot of empty space underground there someplace. Up in Virginia City, they had such a large deposit of gold and silver up there that they had to build honeycomb type timbers there because there was such a great expanse underneath there, they had to have something to hold the ground up for people to go in and out of there. So they had this honeycomb type mining. Over there to the left is another great big tailing mound. Are not natural hills, they're mounds, tailing mounds. So as you can really see with your own eyes, Tonopah is sitting on a great empty expanse underneath ground. Tremendous amount of caverns down there in mines, mining shafts. Disasters in the past here out in front of the post office in Goldfield or not Goldfield, but Tonopah. There is a miner carrying another miner, and it represented a man that saved several men's lives and lost his own life while saving others. driving about 73 or 74 miles per hour. And that's not fast enough for most people. The car speedometer is a little bit fast. I'm probably driving 71 or 72. A lot of people come up here and just camp in this country. It's dry and the air is clean. I know Maryland's lungs improved about 10% since we've been up here. We have the clean air. Living down there in the San Joaquin Valley is pretty polluted. Matter of fact, it's the most polluted place in the United States. Dairies and all the farming and pesticides and dust. Back into Tonopah, Nevada. Excuse all my coughing. Now this road gets bumpy again. Ranger station.
You know that whiteout that I use when I want to make a correction?
Mm-hmm.
They have it at the little Family Dollar right there.
Okay. We're going to pull in here to Family Dollar and see if they have an antique product whiteout. They may or may not. They used to have it.
I can't go in.
We're in Tonopah now, and we're driving down Main Street. There's a Velvada Hotel established in 1906, and it is now open. And the Mizpah Hotel was established in 1907, the year that my grandmother was born, that raised me. And it's a 25 miles an hour speed limit to town, but he's not going 25 miles an hour. And if one of these cops get him, he will be stopping. Coming down here to the old Chevrolet dealer and to the Tonopah garage, Tony's Hot Rod Shop. Bank Club. Go up here and get gasoline. Go get our food from the pizza place. Hope you enjoyed our little trip today. It's cold up here. It's 36 or 37 degrees right now. And the wind is blowing slightly. The roads are all busted up because they've been frozen with water and busted so many times. Here we are going out in the country again. That's one of the real hoists there that run the elevators up and down, and also bringing out the ore. Some of the old cars around here. Ford up there. Here we are at the Rebel gas station in Tulsa. Crow is here to greet me. See a lot of the hoists out here. Here we are going back into Tonopah. I'm up here at the gas station. There's the 39 Ford sedan back there. Four-door sedan, and some other old cars up here, and a pile of them back over in that way, but many of them are in the 70s, or 70s is 50 years old, and that's an antique, I guess. Looking down on Tonopah, we go back to the pizza parlor. We got gasoline now, ready to go. It's $4.15 a gallon here.
That's a nice home way up there.
Yes, it is. That is a beautiful home up there. Kind of Victorian style. -33 degrees outside, it says. Barely above freezing, but the wind chill is below that. Getting colder by the minute. When the sun goes down, it'll drop in the 20s. Supposed to be 18 degrees tonight at home.
That is cold.
You can look up there and you can see the Mispah Hotel. See some of the old stone buildings here. Built in early 1900s or late 1800s or so. There's some to go back further than that. Going by the Mispah Hotel. I will take the camera in here one of these days and show you that beautiful place with the cut glass windows and stuff. Pizza, I think.
You had a good idea.
here we are back to the pizza place. And that'll be the end of our video for this time. Thank you for following us and traveling along with us on our road trip. God bless you. We're on our way home now to Fish Lake Valley, and White Mountain is sticking its head up above everything else. And it is white, as you can see. I hope you can see with the, it's a little bit late in the evening, but it's still daylight. Up there. Lake Valley. where you see the snow is about 7,000 feet where it begins. So you can imagine how tall those mountains are. They're over 14,000 feet. See it or not, but those rumble grooves are all over the place. Might see some wild horses down here, I don't know. Right here, pretty soon it goes to the petrified forest. Right there. Highway 264. That's Ice House Canyon up there, a big depression. From here. down the road is Chattavich Creek and the old road maintenance station. This was not paved when I was young. It wasn't paved until about 1970 or so. And they had road maintenance stations. They would grade the road every day. They were always grading the road, making the roads flat and smooth. In some ways, I think they were smoother than this road is right now. There's a lot of dips and chunks, and the yellow lines are not straight or anything. It's not real good. I think you can probably see that.
Thank you for watching.